You're listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com on WCRS FM 98.3 and 102.1, Central Ohio's only community radio station, a service of the Neighborhood Network and TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. You're in touch with Dale.
And I'm Dwayne.
And this is Queer Minded, your hub for news, entertainment, and sass.
TalkTainmentRadio.com, radio the way it should be heard. Should be heard.
Hello, queer world. You're listening to another edition of Queer Minded, only heard on TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio, and Columbus Community Radio 102.1, 98.3 FM. I'm Ori Gibbons.
And I'm Saria Sermon.
Happy Pride! June kicks off Pride celebrations across the country and across the world, and it's the official month of Pride.
So we decided to take this hour to talk about what Pride means to us, and we'll have a double dose of evening tea for you.
It's time for the tea and Pride, Pride, Pride. So excited, right here on Talktainment. Welcome back to Queer Minded, news and talk for the young, queer, and modern. It's time for evening tea, where we dish on the latest queer happenings from around the country and around the world. And the story that has been going around everywhere all week is the story of Caitlyn Jenner revealing herself on the cover of Vanity Fair. The reality star debuted as Caitlyn this week, and the internet saw mixed reactions. Actress and advocate of trans experience Laverne Cox took to Instagram to share her feelings on the announcement. Her sentiments were echoed by many who said, although Jenner's story is important, it's just one of many, and the real focus should be those trans women, especially women of color, who do not have the resources or privilege that Jenner or Cox have to transition and live their life in a way that reflects their true identity. What are your thoughts about kind of the response? I don't want to spend too much time honestly focusing on Caitlyn Jenner. You know, it is a inspiring story. I'm glad she's able to live her truth. But we report all the time on the reality for most trans women, especially trans women of color. And that's more what I'd like to focus on. So I'm curious to know what people thought of the reactions around the internet. Some of them were ugly. Some of them were very supportive. Some of them were talking about what we just talked about.
It was definitely a mixed bag this week in terms of the reactions. And even mixed bag in terms of the reactions coming from queer people of color. Mm-hmm. Some were really showed, you know, a lot of the discrimination and the hate that they feel towards the trans community. Mm-hmm. And then others were just like, you know what? She's living her truth. She's showing, you know, the world who she is. She's doing it in the most epic way possible. You know what I mean? They were also very positive about how she looked, which I thought was kind of like, okay, yeah, she looks great.
I mean, this whole thing, but, now, it's like it really now, we now know how calculated, how planned, how orchestrated this whole thing was, down from the new Twitter that now has 2.4 million followers.
Which is crazy.
It broke records for the most amount of Twitter follows in a day. And again, no shade, no tea, no shade, everything. You know, I really do salute her. I just hope that it brings a visibility to other issues, not only in the queer community, but especially in the trans community. And we have some people joining us in the studio, our Pride panel. Hey, y'all, how you doing? James, our director of engagement, Kyle,
hey,
and Cameron.
Hey.
So getting in a conversation, y'all, what y'all think?
What did you guys think about it?
I was surprised by, like, going through, like, the black blogosphere, how many people were actually supportive of Caitlyn. Mm-hmm. That really surprised me.
Yeah.
Like, between, like, straight black men and a lot of black women, they're very much like, congrats, gung-ho. That's one thing that really surprised me.
Did you see the meme? I really shouldn't say, but it was hilarious. The meme with all the black dudes, and it was like, hey, Caitlyn, or something like that.
It was so bad.
It, like, had all these, like, dudes, and it was just like, hey, Caitlyn, what's up, Caitlyn? What's up? Like, it was hilarious and bad.
I didn't see it.
So, you know, one of the things that a lot of people hope comes out of this is that there's going to be more awareness. We're going to be doing some stories over the next couple of months to focus on issues within the trans community, how many trans women, trans men, trans people of color are trying to change the status quo for the trans experience, and that's what we're really going to focus on with this show. So kudos to Caitlyn Jenner, and kudos to all the trans women that are living their truth or are unable to live their truth and are trying to live their truth.
Right, because they don't have the money to do so.
Because they don't have the money or the ability or the privilege or the prestige. Yeah. I mean, she basically bought her platform, so hopefully she uses it in a great way.
Well, not just her platform, but all the different surgeries. It just felt a little overindulgent when there's queer people of color.
Well, and we don't know. We can't say, for example, how much was surgery versus how much was airbrushing or Photoshop.
In her specific interviews where she talks about, you know,
the shaving and the things like that, yeah.
It just seems like, you know, when there's queer people of color out there or queer trans women out there who can't afford, like,
or they're going to places like, the they're going to developing world to get these surgeries under the table, mm-hmm. you know. Mm-hmm. It speaks to a lot. It speaks to a lot of privilege. And, I don't want to discount her story because it is a story of privilege, but it is one story of many stories. Moving on, Mike Huckabee. Do we remember Mike Huckabee?
Okay. Yes.
Try to forget Mike Huckabee. He keeps on getting in the news. Former governor of Arkansas, presidential candidate, and most recently the guy who supported the Duggars as their sex abuse scandal came to light. He is answering to some comments he made earlier this year saying that he wishes that he could have felt more like a girl so he could shower in the girls' locker room.
What is that?
That has gone viral is from the National Religious Broadcasters Association. Huckabee said to the attendees, quote, "I should have said I was transgender so I could shower with girls," end quote.
So we're all kind of just sitting here like,
I just want to be like, okay, you know those commercials with the old ladies and they're like, the old lady has the like candy and she's smashing it with the hammer. She's like, I'm playing Candy Crush. And they're like, that's not how this works. That's not how any of this works. Mike Huckabee, that's not how this works. That's not how any of this works. Like, it just doesn't, and
very disrespectful.
Little transgender teenage girls are not trying to, don't paint this picture. Mm-hmm. Don't paint this picture. And we don't trust you anyway. Sorry, I'm going to get on my soapbox for a little bit. This is unjournalistic of me. But we don't trust you anyway since you have been covering up sexual abuse for the past 10, 12, 15 years. So,
catch that.
Yes. We're just saying we don't really care what you think about transgender laws. We hope that you aren't in an office that is elected anymore that can influence policy.